Okay, let's start Hosea Paragimel as we continue here in the first of the Treyasar, Sefer Hosea, and the last parak we had a description of ups and downs, ending with a idyllic description of Yemos HaMashiach, where we're going to be married with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a full way, Ve'yirastichli La'olam, Ve'yirastichli, the psukim that we say when we put on our tefillin, and now we get a little more down to reality, as the Radak says. This parak starts off right after the words of great Nechama. The previous parak, we get back to words of Tochacha. As the Radak says, Achar she'eshlim anavi divrei Nechama, shav the divrei Tochacha, keneged bnei doro. Right, instead of looking far into the future, we get back to, you know, there's a lot before that. V'chein derech hanaviyim l'daber b'divreim Tochacha v'nechama. We go Tochacha, Nechama, Tochacha, and Nechama. And in this parak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hosea to do something similar that we had back in the first parak, that to take a type of woman, a type of promiscuous woman, not a married woman this time, but a promiscuous woman, and to develop a relationship with her, as we will see. Remember, we had back in the first parak, many Rishonim say, many Mefarshim say, that it was all a mashal, it was all a Mara HaNavua, that's what the Rambam said, that's what the Radak said. The Abarbanel was charif against that over there, that no, it was literal, it was Lamaisa, but here the Abarbanel is Moda, that it is. It could be that it is a nevua in that it's not the specific command that's mentioned in third person, but it's just Hosea talking about himself. Hashem told me this, and it doesn't say that he was commanded this and that he did it, but he just described it all, and therefore it could be that it was all benevua in this five pasuk parak. So let's see what the Torah, the Navi tells us. Vayomer Hashem Eli. Od lech. Od, again, besides the first parak where we had that he was supposed to take a Eshes Zenunim and Yalde Zenunim, but here he's supposed to take lech Ehav Isha Ahuvas Reya Umana Efes. Go find a woman who you love. Avas Reya, not a married woman, but lesser of a relationship. Umana Efes, but she is promiscuous. Ka'avas Hashem es Bnei Yisrael. And that type of love is like the love that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael. Ve'imponim Elohim Achirim. And they still turn to idolaters, right, which is similar to Znus, and they love wine. They love drinking wine. So every phrase here is discussed. First of all, the Malbim. The Malbim says that it's not talking about an Ashes Ish here. It's talking about the mushal of we're married to Hashem and we go out and leave Hashem. So here, says the Malbim, is talking about a Jew when they go into Gullus. So the marriage of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gullus is not as open, and therefore the mushal is that when we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we sin, it's not that we're leaving a marriage, but we're leaving a relationship. And that's what the Malbim says. Shalote eishes ish hazone litachas baila raktia pinuya. She'en la baal baderach nisuin. He doesn't have that relationship. She doesn't have that relationship. Rak yesh la reya she'ahuba mimenu biyoser. We have a very loving partner. Vihimina efes ba'ad esnan. And still, from that loving partner, she is unfaithful. Vihine, halotikra shalotikra b'shem zona ki in labal, because he bogedes, bariya ha'oevo, so he's still doing negative and acting without loyalty to the partner. It says the Malbim, that's what's going on here, because they're not overtly married, it's galus, and therefore that's why this mashal is given, because it's talking about that. And that's why the Malbim says also the wine. When there's a marriage, the husband supplies food and mizonos, but here it's avim, it's just a little wine that's given because she doesn't have the full relationship with the people involved in the mushal, and that's why there's no food that is connected. Rashi quotes here that it's again Avodah Zarah related, and that's the symbol of the disloyalty. But what's the wine? Rashi says Ashishi Anovim Pirish Giviyayin Ohavim Lehishtaker Biyenam Beinam Oskim HaTorah. They choose wine and gashmias and those types of ideas instead of Torah. And the Radak also says here, V'tachat ha-shehoya lahem lehov Torah sa-shem u-mitzvosav, instead of focusing on Torah and his mitzvos, v'lahagos pa'avasa, and to be osik in the love of Torah and Hashem tamid, ki hi ha-milamedes ha-derech ha-tovav ha-yishara. Because the Torah, if we would follow the Torah and learn the Torah, that would teach us to follow. So Avodah Zarah and a lot of the sins happened because we were merapeh and weakened our grip on Torah. If we would strengthen our grip on Torah, that would memela, and if we learned properly and we let the Torah go through our souls, so then we would be able to, it would affect our behavior and we would be complete Ovdei Hashem. Remind us a little bit of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura, where he also describes the Torah, similar to what the Radak says here. The Radak says the Torah would be melamedes haderech hatova v'hayishara. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura has a beautiful lashon, where he talks about what the message of Temura is, the isser of substitution. If somebody designates one animal for a carbon, they can't switch it to another animal, even if it's bigger, even if it's more plump and beautiful. Says the Rambam, Yard the Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam. The Torah goes into the psyche of a person. V'ksas yitzro hara shetivo shel adam no delarbis kinyano. What do we naturally want to do? We want to be marben our assets. V'lachos amamono. V'yafo b'shenadav v'hikdash. And even if I promise that I donate something, I'd want to go back on it. Efter shechazar bo v'nichem. V'yifta v'pachos b'shavyo. I'd want to get it back. You know, the Torah says you can't switch. You can't substitute. I might want to get more. Low plug. There's no substituting. The Torah knows what's good for us. And then the Rambam adds, V'kol elu advarim. K'dei lakuf yitzro ulesakin de osav. All of these halachos are to confine and shape the Yetzer and to perfect one's deos. Verov dinei Torah. Here's the beautiful line. The majority of dinei Torah, rov dinei Torah, einan ela etzos meirachok migadol ha'etza. L'sakin ha'deos uliyashe kalamasim. Their etzos meirachok migadol ha'etza. Their advice from afar, from the great advisor. That's what Torah is. And that's what the Radak says here. Hoshea is saying that we rejected it. Instead, we just wanted some wine. Right? The wine was better. We wanted the material, the chaye olam, right? Instead of chaye shah, and therefore that was so terrible for us. If you look in the Ritas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Zaratzkin suggests that maybe there's a connection to Avodah Zarah here as well. Says the Rinas Yitzchak, right? Rashi quotes the Rashi, and he quotes from the Psichta, the Echar Abasi, that we know many different Gemaras talk about why the Churban happened, the big three Averos, the Bittul Torah. There are Shlom Birchu Batorah Tchila. The Gemara Nedarim says, but the Psichta and Echar Abasi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mevater on Avodah Zarah, but he wasn't mevater on those who were disgusted by Torah. That might be the pshat of also Shlom Birchu Batorah Tchila. The Gemara Nedarim that we weren't machshev it enough. But what does that mean? So many Mepharshim say, and he quotes this idea, that all the terrible Averis they did, but as long as they had their proper respect and honor for Torah, so then that could protect them from the other punishments. But once they were Moes Patorah, then forget it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised punished them and all their Averis. Shemrak Yechta Avodah Zarah V'Yasok Batorah Yachzer Bav Yasa Tshuva. Ach Mikivet Shalo Asku Batorah V'lo Hayu Chozer B'Tshuva Shuvnen Shu Al Avodah Zarah. And that's also maybe why here it says, V'Ponim Elohim Achirim. And they were into the wine. We're into the wine, meaning rejecting Torah. So then Memeila HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished for the Avodah Zarah. So we continue the mashal. Hashem said to me, go get a woman create a relationship. And not a married woman, but this is a mashal Bnei Yisrael is supposed to see if it was real, and if not, it's in his mind. He's supposed to give this message that this is what Bnei Yisrael are doing. So says Hoshea. So I bought her. I got a woman. I paid her to be my partner. For 15 silver. And some barley. Why some barley? Why? Because what do we think of in barley and halacha? The Mitzvot David says here, barley is machal behema. As we know, the carbon omer comes from saorim, machal behema, while the shtei alechem ashvuas comes from chita, the first wheat. And as we know, many mefarshim and Bali Musar point out, when we go from Pesach to Shavuos, we're going from the level of behema to the level of Adam. Behema, we didn't know how to talk, we didn't have intellect. And therefore, we need the process of Svira in order to go from Machal Behema to Machal Adam. And that's why we were acting like Behemoth here. And that's the mashal that Hoshea says, I bought this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he took us out of Mitzrayim. We were like Behemoths. Levishai says, Zona says the Mitzvot is David. Vasta Maisa Behema Laficha Rasalal Machal Machal Behema. Ken Yizel Maraboseinu quotes the Gemara about Sota on Davches, that the Sota is Kemach Sorim, because she also was involved in a possible Maisa Maisa Behema. That's the Mitzvah Dov, and also the Radak also says this. What's the 15? Chamisha Asar Kasef. So all the Mefarshim get into the act here. What's the symbolism of the 15? So the Radak says maybe it's the three Avos and the Shvatim. 15. Or maybe it's Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam and the Shvatim. 15. Or the Abarbanel, the Mitzvah Dov, it says there were 15 Nevi'im that prophesized about the Geula Ha'asita. 15 Nevi'im. They're listed right here. If you look in the Mitzvah Dov and the Abarbanel, starting with David HaMelech. David HaMelech threw it into Tehillim. And then he continues, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel. Right, he's not talking about himself, at the beginning, but Hosea, Yoel, Amos, Ovadia, Micha, Chabkuk, Tzvanya, Daniel, Anavi, that's also interesting, according to some, not, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Kihem Leva Nibu al Hagu'ula Ha'asida, says the Mitzvot David. These were the ones that were Misnaba on the Gula. Velo'od, and it continues, but that's, Nekrali. And Hashem bought it. He sent us to a Nevi'im that discussed the Gula. And Va'omar therefore Vekreli and I bought I created this relationship, Hashem says in the Nimshal with these Nevi'im. That Barbanel says Kesef might be from the Lashon of Kosef, to yearn. Hashem yearned to be with us. Sometimes it says the word Kesef, we think it means money, but it means Nichsof, like we say in Yedid Nefesh. Nichsof Nichsafti, Liros Meher B'Severus Zecha. Look in the Hagdamah. The Hagdama of the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. All the way at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, on the Hagdama, the four pages Hagdama the Rambam has, the Kesef Mishnah has a little Hagdama there, and then he says at the end, why am I calling my Savior Kesef Mishnah? Nothing to do with money. But Kesef is from the word Nichsof, Kisuf, to yearn and to dream about understanding the Mishnah, the Mishnah Torah. The Karasi B'Shem HaSefer Kesef Mishnah, Yan Kibo Kosef HaNichsafim, Lavin Divri HaSefer HaYakar HaZeh, Mishnah Torah. Umiha Ozerha Amiti Isale Esh Al Ezer Visiyu Yazreni Aldarak Vochmo Vigale Inavia Bita Niflaos Mi Torah So. So this lashon here also, the Abarbanel says, you have the same lashon of Kasev, Hashem yearns to be with us. Va Omari Leha. And I said to her, Hosea continues the mashal, I got this woman and I paid her to be my partner, and I said to her, Yamim Rabim Teshvili Lotizni Votiel Ish. Many days, be faithful. Don't connect. Lo teshvili, lo connect anyone else. Votia litihi l'ish. Vagamani eloyach. And don't be with anybody else. Right? Don't be with anybody else. And so too, I will be with you. We have to be loyal. And if we're loyal after a very long time, I'm going to be loyal, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. But if you're loyal after a very long time, we'll be able to come back to each other. Ki yamim rabim. Yeshu b'nei Yisrael. Because for many days, b'nei Yisrael will sit. Ein melech, ve'ein sar, ve'ein zevach, ve'ein matzeva. Nothing. All of these are references, as we know, to the Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David. Ve'ein eifod utrafim. And there's no ephod and trafim, as we know, as is mentioned in the description of the kahuna. Ephod, obviously, is the ephod and the choshen and the urim v'tumim and other items as well. The Gemara darshins, the ein ephod utrafim. Again, every word here we could talk about. There's a Gemara that some are familiar with. The Gemara at the end of the ninth parak in Zvachim. Pechasim aveiz. The Gemara says that each one of the big day kahuna are mechaper for a different aveira. Ksones is the Chabran Shvichas Damim, connected to Yosef. Mechnasayim, Gili Arayis, the pants, Mitznefes for the Gasi Aruach, it's on the head. The Avnate on Hir Hur Alev, because the Avnate separates. And the Choshen is Mechaper on Dinim. And finally, the Ephod is Mechaper on Avodas Kochavim. How do we know what's the connection between the Ephod and Avodas Zara? Shenemar, Ar Pasek. Ein Ephod, Utrafim. If there's no ephod, then trafim are the items that are usually known as avodah zarah. Remember that Lavan was looking for his trafim with Rachel, but that's the ein ephod trafim. That is the remez in our pasuk for this concept. Rashi, hayesh ephod ein trafim. Right, if there is an ephod, then there's no problem. Ein ephod utrafim. We know the ephod is the apron that we have the stones on, the choshen hamishpat. They weren't separate kalim. The ephod is one of the big day kahuna. We know there's a big discussion in the postgame. What are the urim v'tumim? Or what is the urim v'tumim? So if you look in the Rambam does not describe how to make the urim v'tumim. That's what's unclear. If you look at the Ramban, well-known Ramban, the Ramban in Parshat Tetzaveh, describes what are the Urim Tumim. Those, that's the, like Rashi says, it's the Shem Hashem that goes in between the folds of the Choshen, and that is basically the motor of what lights up the letters of the Choshen when the Kohen Gadol asks a question, and all the letters lit up, and he has to unscramble the letters. So that power that lights up the stones and gives the Siyata Deshmaya understanding of the Kohen, to the Kohen Gadol to interpret. So that is the Urim, it lights, Vetumim, Umetamam, it perfects its message, right? That's what the Ramban says here in Parshat Tetzaveh. V'hinei Moshe lakach ksav ha'urim v'tumim, v'hinichem sham b'choshen ha'mishpat, acharei shehilbish es aron ha'efon v'choshen. The question is, it goes in. So is that, are they part of the begadim? Right, the big nafkamina. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph, that there were a certain number of items that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash as compared to the first Beis HaMikdash. And what were they? Aron, Kapores, Kruvim, that's all one, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim v'tumim. Urim v'tumim was missing. So what's second? How they had Bayis Sheni? How could they do any avoda? Says Tosfos, Urim v'tumim havu. They were there. Shem lo kein haya kohen gadol mechuser begadim. Elo lo hayu mishivin linish alambam. They were there. They just didn't work. But you had to have them, so you wouldn't have a situation of mechuser begadim. Not all Rishonim agree, but that's Tosfos there in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph. But that's what back to the Ramban. The Ramban says it was put between the kiflei achoshen. And then that helped the letters light up. Kigasher shalu miyala lanu el kanani betchil lihilachim haikoy mechavim b'shemos shino haurim veheiru leinav osios Yehuda veyud milevi veayin mishimon velamin milevi vehei meavram continues and goes, and that's, says the Ramban, madrega mi madregas ruach hakodesh he lamata min hanavua ulamala mi baskol. So there's baskol, then there's urmatumim, then there's nevua. The Efshah Shachrei Shasa Moshe B'choshen Hashem Osa Kadoshim Hayu Nodim B'Mesoras V'Yenol G'dolei Chachmi Yisrael V'Chulu Some of the Sisri HaTorah. But that's the Urim V'Tumim. But the Ksava Kabbalah points out, and other Achronim, the Rambam doesn't mention what Urim V'Tumim are. So it suggests that the Ksava Kabbalah, maybe the Urim V'Tumim just means the Choshen itself. They're cool. The stones themselves are the Urim and the Tumim. They light up and they give messages to those that ask. By the way, the Vilna Gaon, based on that Ramban, describes the sequence in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. When Eli does not understand what Chana is doing, she's davening, but her lips are moving, there's no sound coming out, and Eli thinks she's drunk, and she says, I'm not drunk. So suggests the Gra, the Eli didn't have the Urim V'Tumim anymore. Meaning the special Siyata Deshmaya to interpret. The letters Shin and Kaf and Hey and Reish were lit up, and he translated it as Shikora. But really, it should have been Kishera or Kisara, and that is how the Gra explains, based on that Ramban, the story in Sefer Melachim. In Sefer Shmuel at the beginning. So again, Hoshea says to this woman that B'nai Yisrael are going to have a long galus without any king or any matzever, any ephod. Achar, but then Yeshuva B'nai Yisrael will come back. Uvikshu as David Hashem Elokeihem, and they will seek out Hashem their God. Ves David Malcolm and David Ufachadu El Hashem, they will fear Hashem. Vel Tuvo Ba'achras Hayamim, and they'll come back to the Tuv Ba'achras Hayamim. The Medrash Rashi, the Mother Rishonim, quote the Medrash. Bishlosha Dvarim Oazu B'nai Yisrael B'mei Rechava. There were three things that right when the Malchus split in the days of Rechava, B'nai Yisrael rejected: Malchus Shemayim, Malchus Beis David, and Beis Hamikdash. And that's what's mentioned here, that Bismana Geula will only be Zochet to the Geula once we have a return to these three things. Malchus Shamayim, right, Uvikshu at Hashem Elokeihem, Malchus Beis David Malkam, and Beis HaMikdash, Tuvo, Tov, is the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says, El Haha Amar Hahara Tov Azev HaLevanon. Tov refers to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rinas Yitzchak again points out an interesting machlokas Rishonim, whether David HaMelech is going to come before or after Beis HaMikdash, what's going to be the order, we don't exactly know, but there are Ramazim to the different processes. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Malachim in Perek Yud Aleph that the order is Melech HaMashiach is going to come first. HaMelech HaMashiach Hasid La'amod V'lahachzir Malchus Beis Avel Yashna. Melech HaMashiach is going to return Malchus Beis David, Ubone Mikdash, Umekabetz Etchei Yisrael, and build the Beis HaMikdash and gather in the exiles. Is that going to happen first? Sounds like, you know, Kibbutz Galus is going to be after. V'chozrin kolam mishpatim b'yamav k'shem mikodem, and everything is going to return. The Rambam says clearly that first is going to be Malchus Beis David, and then Mikdash, and then Kibbutz Galus. If you look in these psukim here, it says, David HaMelech before Beis HaMikdash. That sounds right. But if you look in the Rinas Gislak, he points out that elsewhere, there are other sources. If you look in Rashi and Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud Ches, which talks about all of the order of Shemona Esrei of the Amida, it says Achar Yeshuva LeBeis HaMikdash Uvikshu Akadosh Baruch Hu as David Malkam. Right, first Yerushalayim Mircha and then at Tzemach David. Hare Nira Midvarav the Beis HaMikdash Asil Hibanos Kodem Malchus Beis David. That's what it sounds like from the Yerushalmi again, but there's different hints to it in these psukim that we have. Here. Interesting. Also, it says, Achar Yeshuvu. He's forecasting that Bnei Yisrael are going to do tshuva. This is how Rav Zhulti in the Mishnah's Yavetz gets out of the problem why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of tshuva. How can the Rambam not count the mitzvah of tshuva? It sounds like tshuva's background. When we do tshuva, one has to do vidui. Famous question of the Menchas Chinuch and others, why there's no mitzvah of tshuva. So the Mishnah's Yavetz says that if you look at the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, he talks about, based on psukim like this and others, that there will come a time in the future where Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva. What do you mean, will do tshuva? Well, how could you take away Bechira Chafshus? There'll come a time when Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva. So says the Mishnah's Yavetz. If there'll come a time when we will have to do tshuva, we won't have Bechira, so that mitzvah of tshuva is not eternal. Part of the definition of a mitzvah is that it has to be eternal forever. And because the Rambam says that there's going to be a time that we will all do tshuva, it can't be that it is a mitzvah. Fascinating suggestion. There are many other suggestions, but that's what he says in the Mishnah's Yavetz. But either way, the parak ends off by saying there's going to come a time that we will all return and recognize Malchus Beis David and recognize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize the Godless of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hashem, it should happen soon. But that is the five pasuk parak of Hosea, parak Gimel. We will stop.